Hi, welcome to the Business Today Weekend Podcast. I'm Shailendra. Here are some of the top stories. The United Kingdom government has cleared Nirav Modi's extradition to India. UK Home Secretary Priti Patel gave the note for the extradition in connection with the diamond merchant's involvement in the Rs 14,000 crore Punjab National Bank fraud. The Central Bureau of Investigation and the Enforcement Directorate are probing the diamondaire for money laundering in the PNB scam case. This decision comes after a UK court on February 25 said that there is prima facie evidence against the diamond merchant. Amazon founder and CEO Jeff Bezos, in his latest letter to shareholders, spoke extensively about wealth creation and how that money has helped people in college, for emergencies, for houses, for vacations, to start their own business and charity. He said not only money, but Amazon also helps people save a lot of time too, and added using Amazon delivery services saves people more than 75 hours a year. This letter to shareholders is Bezos' last, as he is slated to step down later this year. Serum Institute of India CEO Aadhar Poonawalla on Friday urged US President Joe Biden to lift the embargo on vaccine raw materials exported out of the country so that vaccine production can be ramped up. This request comes amid reports of vaccine shortage in the country. The CEO had earlier stated in multiple interviews about the pain point of raw materials. He said that the US has implemented the Defense Act that bans export of raw materials, leading to difficulties to several vaccine manufacturers, and called the restriction as good as banning vaccines. Poonawalla, whose company is also manufacturing the Novavax coronavirus vaccine, said the production of the same has been stalled because of the issue with raw materials. The center on Friday asked states to ensure uninterrupted movement of medical oxygen-carrying vehicles along their borders and to not impose any curbs on production and supply of the essentials public health commodity. In a letter to chief secretaries of states and union territories, Union Home Secretary Ajay Kumar Bhalla said there is no restriction on interstate and intrastate movement of persons and goods as announced in the guidelines on March 23, 2021. Medical oxygen is an essential public health commodity, and any impediment in its supply in the country may critically impact the management of patients suffering from COVID-19 disease in other parts of the country, Bhalla added. Businesses owned by women entrepreneurs in India are likely to grow up to 90% in the next 5 years, according to a new study, which also notes that the uptake of government schemes supporting such entrepreneurs is quite low. The study by prominent philanthropic organization Edelgive Foundation was conducted across 13 states and union territories. The mapping of these areas listed almost 3,300 women entrepreneurs who were classified into three categories: those engaged in manufacturing, retail, and service delivery enterprises. Out of these, 1,235 women entrepreneurs were sampled and interviewed for the study. And that's all we have for in today's podcast. Have a great weekend.